This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
In studio, joined by ABC Motsepe side, Dondol FC, it's co-coach Vincent Ramon. I hope it's, you know, because Vusani just, you know, came in and left. But yeah, I see, you know, the glasses, they're saying it all. Coach, good evening and welcome to Sports on Capricorn.
Good evening, sir, and good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
How are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm good. Excited to have you guys join us this evening. how has it been? Because we can't call it a roller coaster ride. It's an exciting, you know, a journey for you guys, you know, where you find yourself in and now bring the game to Limpopo. But besides that, just looking at the games that you've played, you know, to push yourself to a point where you find yourself in the quarterfinals, how has been the journey?
Let me take off these glasses first, because now people are saying they can actually identify me because of that. So I no longer need them anymore.
Yeah.
I would say, firstly, it's a privilege and honor to be where we are currently in this stage of the competition. It hasn't been easy at all. Everybody that is within the Tondol structure, they are very much aware that it has been very, very, very demanding. It demanded the next of us. But then we are excited and we are grateful for the opportunity that Nedbank has actually, Nedbank and with incorporated PSL have actually created such platform for youngsters and young administrators and young coaches that are in the lower divisions to also showcase their talent. So we are very, very much humbled for these kind of opportunities.
And talking about, you know, the opportunity and everything that is happening, you know, the exciting thing about this is that you guys, after most teams kind of forget another mandate. Yes, you're chasing, you know, the Nedbank Cup. It's exciting. But you're also doing well in your stream.
The reality is Nedbank Cup is a competition like any other tournament that you may play in the world. It doesn't change the status of the team per se for everybody. It can change few individuals' lives, but not the entire team. But if you win the league, you've actually changed everybody's life, starting from the driver, the people that are making sure that the kids are clean, the groundman, the entire technical team, be it the analyst, be it the assistant coaches, goalkeeper coaches, the players, everybody else. So that's why we are actually focusing more on the bigger fish than the smaller one. Yes, we also need the smaller one because it's nice. When we got here, the target was just to play the National 32, represent ourselves in a much, much proper way, and then that's it. But then after you get the first taste, you start saying, now, no, this is so delicious, you need more and more of it.
Yeah.
Like I've been reading a book that is called Relentlessly. That's where you get to understand that winners are people who doesn't sit for long celebrating the victories that they've done, but always looking for the next one, so we don't get satisfied. That's why also in the league we are still pushing so much.
Coach, just coming back to, you know, the journey, now you find yourself, you're in the last eight. I mean, you know, whenever you get to a point where you're in the last eight, it's people love calling it game of dice. You know, yeah, pop. I'm gonna last here 6-6. We're gonna last here 3-1. Yeah, crap. But at the end of the day, it's just a point where whatever happens this time around, we go through or we stay. But you've already tasted it all. I mean, you've beaten, you know, SuperSport United. You managed to go to, you know, to play AmaZulu and beat them in the penalties, which means the experience is quite a lot now.
Firstly, I would say, the statement that says amatize, you pop or you crap, I personally disagree with it, because I personally believe that in football there are no lacks. In football, whenever somebody is dominant or whenever somebody is getting the positive result, it's not by fluke or luck. It's when proper preparation meets the opportunity. So we've done it against SuperSport and we've done it against AmaZulu. We still respect Pirates because Pirates is it's one of the biggest team in Africa. They have the quality that we don't have. They have the resources that we don't have, but they are not. They are also not superhuman. Superhuman. So meaning, if we plan proper, and if we plan proper and try by all means to nullify all their strength, and take charge of the game and manage it in the way we want to see it going, we will stand a chance to win and advance to the semifinal. Because now we have the quality, man.
Mm-hmm.
Although we don't have the big players like they have. They have players that are representing the national teams. And we don't have that luxury. But then the reality is when you are working very hard behind the scenes and preparing in the proper way, you whenever you go into the people's eyes, it will always show that these people, they are doing the speed work right where they coming from. So it's more of a reflection of what is happening behind.
You know, one other thing is that winning the Nedbank Cup comes with participating in the Confederations Cup, because as much as we are talking about tomorrow's match, but I believe there's also you know, that mindset that creeps in, you know, sometimes to players, say, you know, you do know that if we push and go all the way, this is where we might end up. Have you had such conversations with them, or maybe they just want to take it one game at a time?
We've never spoken about that in camp. Now there's only one word that is going on: last 8 Nedbank Cup against Orlando Pirates. It is every child's dream to participate in Confederation Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we cannot think about it while there's still a mileage stone that we need to climb all together as the club. So the focus now is to go tomorrow and try to get the best possible results against Orlando Pirates. Then after that, look forward for the semi, then final. Then right after that, we can start speaking about the Confederation Cup.
You're bringing the match to Limpopo. Just take us through that, you know. You look at Limpopo, it's home, yes. You look at it as a slaughterhouse to say, Abona. We'll have people from home that will, you know, be coming after numbers to support us.
I wish my chairman Laporte, I call him Laporte because of the former Barcelona president.
Yeah.
I wish he was here and he'd attest. Man, bringing this game to Limpopo, there's so much. There's so much in the background. The reasons of why Limpopo, why this one, not the previous ones, because all the three, we've had the leverage of being the home teams, but this is the first one that we bring to Limpopo. And one day we'll write a book and we'll explain further details about why we chose this venue, not the other ones. But then, again, we've seen the love that we get from the people of Limpopo all around. They've been there since day one. In Pretoria, they were there. In Gauteng, when we went to Soccer City, they were there. Then now we also said, let's now take it to them. Let's take it a bit closer for everybody to have the access to actually come to the stadium. But there are also more reasons behind it. And one day we'll write a book named Another Way of Winning.
Nice one. I'm getting something here from a listener. It says, good luck to Don Ostas tomorrow as I'll be watching the game here at Eastern Cape in Dantane. On Tuesday, I read the interview between my Luane from a journalist from, I think it's talking about my Luane, and coach saying he wants to find himself in the Orlando Pirates powerhouse, having a role there, which I hated the statement. Do you remember what happened about the Kashuk Stars coach who said he'd love Amakosi after he loses the game against Chiefs? That makes us wonder the match fixing. So tomorrow, if Dondo lose, it will be match fixing. Please clarify him to say that it's just work, man.
Obviously, I'm a black child.
Yeah.
I'm still I'm a reflection of a 27-year-old coach from that was born and bred in Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, growing in that side of Gauteng, you are more likely to love Sundowns or Chiefs or even Pirates.
Yeah.
So it happened that I love Pirates. I don't support Pirates, but I don't know, in one way or the other, I just felt in love with the organization.
Mm.
And I kept on telling most of their workers that one day I'm going to represent Orlando Pirates. It may be this year or after 10 years or I don't know.
Mm.
But it's a dream to actually one day to serve a big institution that is in South Africa. Remember, when we grow as children in this country, we all have targets of where we want to go. Somebody would tell, I want to play for Chiefs and go overseas, or I want to go to PASA. So it's the same as mine, but I'm loyal, and I'm very, very much loyal to Tondol Stars Football Club because of the opportunity that they've given me. You don't find it easy, you don't find it every day, that a 26-year-old, and then when I was there, I was 25th, not even 26.
Mm.
You don't find it anywhere where a chairman put the trust in somebody that is 25 years old to lead the team. So what the chairman of the Tondol Stars has done for me personally, I really, really regard that, and I'll forever cherish that. So there's no way that I can ever say, let's give this game to Pirates, because I love Pirates. No, we are here, we are at work. So I may love them outside work, but when it's time to work, we all have to roll up our sleeves and put in the shift.
Talking about work, a lot of fans would want to know, what is it that can we expect from Dondo tomorrow at 3 p.m.? And also looking at the fact that this is history in the making, you know, and you continue to write the history for the club.
Look forward to a team that is gonna play a very good brand of football, and South African way of playing football, because we believe that South African our South African players, they are born with a unique attribute in them, and because Tondol is being coached by South African coaches, it's myself and my co-coach Cooley and our assistant coach Jay, our analyst Lucas, everybody there, they are all South Africans. And then now we'll try and add a contribute to a positive way in how our South African people wants to see South African football being played. So expect a very good brand of football from Tondol Stars, and then football that seek positive results. Unfortunately, results, we don't control them. We are just coaches, but 90% of the job it's in the players' hands. But then I believe, from what I've seen yesterday and today in my players' eyes and in my players' reaction body language, that we have a team that is looking for blood.
Coach Vincent, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. There's a text that came in here before you leave. Says, good evening, Cliff. Please tell your guests that we are fully behind them. That's Chester Maifo out in Gamakgoba. And another says, good evening, Cliff. Welcome home, Tondolo. And we wish you all the best, guys. Don't forget to go inside Randeville. Please, Batubale. Okay, I expose them from Stanford Kololokhatchen. Ah, Emil Stanford. But anyway, Coach, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and all the best for tomorrow.
I appreciate it so much. The pleasure is it's in me, sir.
Thank you so much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.